at whatever point in the cycle of reactivity you become mindful. Mindfulness has the function of cutting the chain, reopening that field of creative possibility, rather than being carried along by the stream of reactivity. We're given that space of choice, that space of intention to either continue down the road of postponement, or to stop the war and feel what's happening here and now. So it doesn't matter how long you've wandered, even if it's a whole lifetime. At that moment that you wake up, we don't look back and we don't look ahead. We just find the reality of what's entering either any of the sense doors, or just the reality that we're aware of being aware. But it can be particularly helpful to become mindful of the particular common reaction, the common reactions of the mind. Well, the common reactions to the pleasant, unpleasant, neutral are grasping, aversion, and delusion or identification. But more specifically, what often follows from the reactions of liking, disliking, and not noticing are the common mental states and other moods and emotions. So it's helpful to notice, be able to be mindful of the reaction that liking proliferates into, and as a state of desire for pleasure, or the unpleasant proliferates into the reaction of aversion, and noticing that we don't simply have the experience, often don't stay with the experience of desire, the experience of aversion, or the various struggles that we have with pleasant and unpleasant that tends to compound into a state of restlessness and agitation, because the storm of desire often projects our mind into the imagined future. And because the future is unborn, our minds, there starts to be a struggle and a state of agitation and worry about whether or not we'll get what we want. And all this takes place in the dream, but leaves a residue of restlessness and agitation, worry. And as it pertains to trying to fix something that happened in the past, our mind projects the past, and because the past is gone, tend to spin in an impossible situation of defining ourselves by what happened before. And it leaves a sense of guilt or remorse or a lot of residue that feels like restlessness and agitation. And all of those states of desire and the story of desire, the story of aversion, the story of restlessness and worry and guilt, and it all compounds into and often leaves a residue of sloth and torpor. We get exhausted, beaten down, crash, sink. We get sinking mind. We get often fall into what's sometimes called stupid meditation. Our mind is quiet, but there's no energy or attention. And then all of this tends to culminate with doubt, confusion, skepticism. And all of these five, desire, aversion, restlessness, agitation, sloth and torpor and doubt, all of these center around an imaginary character called me. So these are all variations of the me story. And we can start to be mindful of the me story. Mindful of the reactions, mindful of the specific states of mind, mindfulness of the story. But we want to expand beyond the story. Notice it graciously, expand beyond the story, and experience the felt sense of desire in the body, aversion in the body. Feel what restlessness is like. Feel what dullness is like. Feel what doubt is like. So not intentionally extending the story of me, not shutting it down either, but just letting it expand to include the felt experience. So during this period, see if you can notice at times whatever, if there's some reaction in your mind, notice if it's one of the hindrances. Then it may also lead into some other mood or emotion. Anger usually comes quite quickly after some kind of frustrated desire, wounded pride. We'll feel angry. So we let ourselves feel the anger. Sometimes that anger defends against sadness or hopelessness. If that, either of those arise, let those be felt. Let all of these emotional tones, these emotional waves be felt. If they go unfelt, they tend to trigger an endless drama, an endless projection on the world and on others and on ourselves. When they're felt, they become the cause of coming home. So feel the emotions through the body. Sometimes the emotions are so potent that it's hard to accommodate them. And it can be quite skillful sometimes to, even as we're feeling a strong emotion, to know that we can consciously shift our attention to some other sensation, some experience that is either slightly more pleasant or neutral, so that we don't feel like we're stuck in some strong emotion, but we're creating the conditions to be able to accommodate it with balance. So feeling the emotions. And then finally, noticing the various thoughts and images that arise at whatever point we notice them, and start to notice what the common themes are. Planning, remembering, judging, comparing, analyzing, interpreting. And rather than getting involved in the content of our thoughts, we simply notice them as processes. And then with all the different experiences that we've included in our field of awareness, we can begin to notice what really cures our reactivity, what helps us have clear perception of reality and not be living in confusion, is to see the common element to every experience. To notice what happens to the experiences that come into our mind. So we're not interested in the content. We're interested in how the experience behaves when it's experienced or felt. What happens to desire when it's felt? What happens to aversion? What happens to restlessness? What happens to doubt? What happens to anger or sadness or joy when it's felt? And what happens to the thoughts? Sometimes in the teachings, thoughts are described like clouds passing through an empty sky. Empty, insubstantial, non-personal, having no roots, no home. But to actually know this to be true, we have to look within the nature of our own minds. Look within the nature of the emotions and the sensations. What are their common characteristics? So I'm including these things not as prescriptions, but as descriptions of what you will naturally notice if you pay attention. In the meantime, settle back into the sensations of the sitting body, breathing. And then slowly, as you settle into the experience of the breath, as other experiences become strong enough to call your attention, let each experience be treated equally. Be able to say inwardly, this is what's happening now. So recognize what's present when you wake up to it. Accept that it's present. Investigate its nature, its quality, what happens to it. And maybe above all, don't take any of it personally. It's all just happening. Just this moment. Let go. Let be as is.